Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Okay, folks, this is weird. I got this email and figured I would share as maybe it will make sense to one of you and you can explain it in the comments. Hey RoboCop, I know someone that works for NOAA. The disclosure rumors are 100% true, and the species in question is aquatic. I don't expect anyone to believe me, and that's fine. I know a lot of BS gets out. I'm just sharing a story from a few weeks ago that I feel is relevant due to all the disclosure talk. I have a college friend that landed a job working for NOAA in a pretty high capacity. I won't say more than that to protect their privacy. Around the holidays, me and said friend were catching up, and they shifted the topic to aliens. This friend is very level-headed, and we usually don't talk about stuff like that. It's mostly family talk and work. They asked if I believed in aliens, to which I replied that I'd like to, but we simply don't have enough evidence. Their expression perked up, and they said, I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to take me absolutely serious. Okay, where is this going? I thought. They never seemed so intense in a conversation before, so I braced for some kind of huge personal reveal or something. But they started talking about the Russian submarine incident that happened not too long ago, where supposedly a fire broke out on board a nuclear-powered Russian sub, and killed everyone on board. They said that was a cover story that Putin came up with for what really happened. The sub was apparently investigating an underwater base that is controlled by non-human entities. They got too close, and the sub was destroyed by these beings. My friend went on to detail how most world governments are aware of their presence, yet keep it undisclosed because of the ramifications to society it may have. Also, because we can't do anything to stop or forcefully reveal them. They told me that NOAA has had thousands of incidents of contact with these underwater beings, and that it's fairly common knowledge amongst certain departments and roles in the organization. They said they have witnessed video, audio, and physical evidence of these beings residing under our oceans, but it is kept under tight wraps by senior officials and whatever government sector controls NOAA. The friend said that the recent disclosure buzz is legit and had been carefully planned. They said they don't know exactly what details will be provided to the public, but that in general, it will be made known that there are other beings occupying our planet, and that they are not from another planet, but have been here, long before us. They also said these beings actively keep us out of certain parts of the oceans. Apparently, their technology is advanced beyond anything we could come up with to withstand, negate the insurmountable pressures at extreme ocean depths. They are able to freely enter, exit the water in their craft, without displacing or disturbing it physically. They've been captured innumerable times on sonar, traveling at speeds underwater that are impossible as far as human technology or marine biology is concerned. They also mentioned a place called Lake Vostok, and said a very large base was discovered there under the ice, and that Russians have control over the operation there. My friend also detailed that they have been witnessed outside of any craft, swimming in the ocean freely, by submersible, divers, and cameras at the bottom of oil rig platforms. They are humanoid, and resemble what most people would call the typical, gray alien. Oversized head, large dark eyes, no visible ears, small mouths. It's not known how they breathe and move underwater. That's pretty much most of what I was told. They didn't give a date, they just said it will definitely be this year according to what they have been hearing. Apparently, this is going to be a worldwide disclosure, not a US-specific thing. Another story. I began my career with the Redacted office, located in Redacted. I hold an MS in Biological Sciences from Redacted, and a PhD in Wildlife and Fisheries Sciences from Redacted. In 2012, there was an incident of a few beached whales that were investigated by NOAA and a team from the Navy. This was very thoroughly hushed up immediately afterwards. The whales were full of perfectly circular incisions, where large chunks of their flesh has been removed, like cylinders of meat essentially. At first, we thought this had been done after the beaching, but we learned that they washed up that way. What really caught everyone's attention was the seared flesh around the circumference of the incisions, as if they were burned out with lasers. We were all baffled, as we'd never seen anything like this on marine life. Then, we got a call informing us that a small team would be conducting a hydrographic survey of the area, using the echo sounder of a local vessel. We typically use a technique called multi-beam sonar to scan, map the seafloor in astounding detail. The datum we collect is processed by various parties, and is usually uploaded to online databases. We were told that this would not be the case for this expedition. Long story short, we found irrefutable evidence of an advanced humanoid species living under our oceans. Using the multi-beam sonar, we found their dwelling areas, and also what appeared to be underwater vehicles of some kind. The creatures themselves were tracked by the Navy over the course of 2 weeks, using a submersible equipped with special deep-sea observation equipment. The creatures displayed speeds of 70-plus knots, faster than the sailfish, which is widely considered to be the fastest creature in the ocean. They also were recorded emitting sounds that resemble marine communications, and instruments also captured the emissions of precision sonar blasts that damaged the hull of the submersible, according to the Navy report. There is footage of the creatures, including juveniles. The Navy did not share the video with us, but an officer I spoke with gave the following description. They didn't look real, they looked like computer animation or something. They have a glow around their entire body, and they move really fast, like even small movements like turning their head, or moving an arm was like watching a high frame rate video. They look nothing like any fictional depiction out there. They do not have a fishtail, they are completely humanoid, but extremely thin, tall asterisk. Their bodies were covered in a material resembling elemental mercury, that looked like it was moving. They were very interested in the submersible, and seemed to know they were being observed, as a few times they would swim off, and come back with more creatures. We observed at max 5 of them at once. Varying sizes, but otherwise identical in appearance. Their eyes were completely white, and there was no visible hair, nor any features that implied male, female. No visible ears, and the mouths were wide, and lipless. We flashed sequences of lights at them, sounds, and even extended a robotic arm on the submersible, to try and get some kind of physical sample, DNA from the specimens, or the water nearest to them. We don't know how they were swimming, as they weren't wading, or moving their bodies the way a fish, or even a human would need to underwater. They were capable of just moving rapidly in any direction, without the need to change positions, or swim. In fact, during majority of the observations, they are just floating motionless, without losing, gaining buoyancy. Now, there were also craft observed via sonar, some very large. They would move faster than anything should be capable of moving underwater. They were not seen, or recorded on video, just on sonar. They would at times disappear completely while being observed, as if they left the water, or cloaked themselves. We have 2 weeks' worth of data on just this one area. We were made aware that this is one of many spots around the world, where these creatures reside hidden from view. A briefing that I was able to read during a meeting, indicated that Marianas Trench is where the largest concentration of these creatures reside, and that they seem to be completely unaffected by the depths. Structures, believed to be their dwelling units have been mapped. They are perfectly hexagonal, and joined together like a honeycomb. Their composition is unknown. The Navy confiscated most of the hard evidence. All we have are some sonar readings, that are only anomalous if you know what you are looking for. I want everyone to know this information. We are not alone, but they aren't from power space. In order to exist at these depths, and under astronomical pressures, these beings are either invincible, or they have evolved so far beyond us, that they have some kind of technology that negates both of those dangers. I don't know about this one team. Cool stories regardless.